Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permescent Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and it is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permescent Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm gonna have sex with my chick, if I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm gonna just right away, I'm gonna fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permescent on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permescent.com. That's Permescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, boys! We're back. We ain't fucking around.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's real ass Monday, bitch. We ain't fucking around.
Labor Day.
Labor. Oh, it is Labor Day. That's right. I didn't pay for fucking parking today. I almost paid for parking, and when I was going to, I was actually just looking at the meter to see, because I have the app, so I was looking at the meter to see if I have to pay for it, and I saw these... the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life, I think, walking toward me, this Puerto Rican chick. She was like, I mean...
She was like 13.
She was in a wheelchair. She was deaf. No, she was this beautiful girl. She's walking toward me. And then I see next to her, like, what is obviously her sister.
Nice.
And her sister was like a dumpy five. And like if I was, and then
the female real ass podcast walking down the street,
and they approached, and I felt like immediately before they even spoke, I just felt bad for the dumpy sister. I was like, you got to walk around with this hot sister your whole life, like everywhere these two walk, that's what everyone thinks. Like, wow, that girl's hot. Holy shit, that girl's not as hot as her. That is just the narrative of everybody, girls, guys, gay people, straight people, retarded people, dogs.
Dogs.
They also don't have to hang out with each other. That sounds like the hot sister's thing.
Oh, the hot sister loves it. Yeah, the hot sister drags this dump of shit around with her.
You know, maybe they're not living their life based on how you're looking at them.
Brendan is the fat sister.
And an only child.
Brendan could be walking a dog and they're like, look at the dog.
Welcome to the Fat Sister Podcast with Brendan Sagalow.
Look at the dog and that dumpy five walking it.
Dude, these girls were, I felt bad for her. And then the sister said to me, the not as hot sister, She's like, you don't have to pay for parking on Labor Day. And I was like, you have to be useful. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. She's out there just giving people facts, helping people. I was like, there's no way. Like, I know what you are. This bitch is a useful bitch.
Yeah, you're like, why does she keep her around? Actually, that's a malachite rock. Oh, all right. Okay, she's smart.
She had the facts. I was like, God bless you. God bless your soul. Because hot sister was just like, I don't even know. What is parking? It was just fucking great. But God bless them. They're out there. If they're watching the show, I hope you guys fucking enjoy it.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the show. It's going to be a very great day, Labor Day. I work. I don't give a fuck. I'm not taking off for fucking Labor Day. It's not even a real holiday. Yeah. Okay? This is just end of the summer, and I refuse.
You've also taken off way too many days this year, right?
I don't take off days.
I thought you go on vacation and shit.
I'm going on vacation to Jamaica on Thursday, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, again. And then you've also...
How many times have you gone to Jamaica this year, you would say?
2021 calendar year.
Yeah.
And how many different girlfriends did you bring?
Two girls, two times. two different villas.
Nice.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow.
Is that how you justified it? It's a different villa, babe. It's a different villa, and I didn't fuck her that much in the ass. This is different.
Hey, look, it's going to be very exciting. I'm very excited about my Jamaican vacation. And a lot of people say, dude, why do you bring your girls to the same exact place over and over and over again? And I will say, because it's not about them.
Yeah, you don't care. The villa that you go to has little marks with their names on it. Oh, this is Kim, 5'2".
Yeah, doggy. I love the Jamaican experience. I love reggae music. I love smoking weed. I love hiking up Duns River Falls. I enjoy...
You know there's like a spot in the jungle where Lewis is running out of trees to carve his and the girls' initials on?
They all have hearts.
Yeah.
I really love the Jamaican vibe, okay? And why wouldn't I want to share that with somebody that I care about? Why am I going to go and experiment in some fucking dumb fucking horseshit country like Costa Rica? I don't know shit about it.
Yeah. None of these girls ever go, hey, man, I don't want to go to the place where you've spent time with another person you've loved.
No, all of them go, oh, free vacation? Cool, yeah. Let's party.
Yeah, I get it. I'll suck your dick right now for
yeah, if you want to come to
Quebec.
Look, we have a great show planned today. I'm very, very excited. Let's get into our fucking guests. First of all, my co-host, as always, the great and wonderful and powerful Zach Amico.
Good to see you, buddy.
What up, doggy?
I'm in a good mood, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. Today's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm in a great mood, actually. Yeah. My sister just signed a lease on a place 2 blocks from my house.
Oh, that's wild. So was it the one we looked at?
No.
You guys looked at a house together?
Yeah. We drove around looking at houses together. It was romantic.
It's going to be fucking dope. My aunt, my sister, my niece, my brother-in-law are all going to be in my neighborhood, like a block and a half. What happened?
Yeah, it's just called a trailer park.
It's not a trailer park. Okay, you fuck. Why do you gotta always shit on me, dude?
What are you talking about? Fucking, we're having a fun podcast.
What the fuck is going on?
This is
dude?
A fun podcast. Hit the button.
That was a message to the property values in that neighborhood.
I destroyed Irish Goodbye. I destroyed Irish Goodbye. I will destroy what's the scenario?
Here's the scenario.
Like that.
Wait, Irish Goodbye is gone?
Yeah.
What happened?
I destroyed them.
Lewis destroyed them.
I destroyed
That's
them.
Fucking
he
cool,
destroyed
man.
Them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like their attitude. They started changing their attitude. They started getting very uppity in Hollywood.
Yeah, I believe
and,
you.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck that, they're done. So I allowed them.
Brendan, yeah, what did they say to you?
I allowed
it's very
them,
uppity to want a working podcast.
I allowed them to...
Wait, what do you mean a working podcast? You're saying
I don't know.
Gas Digital doesn't provide the sources that Irish Goodbye
like
needed?
I don't like how pale you're making me look on this fucking thing.
I allowed them to get out of their contracts. I simply allowed them to get out of their contracts. So, and by the way, I will allow you to get out of yours, too.
I don't have a contract with you. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
You don't even pay me to come on this show.
Exactly. Nobody pays for their podcast except for Ari Kike Shafir. That motherfucker, he's the only one.
Good.
So now we got to all feel bad about not paying dickheads for their appearances on our fucking podcasts.
Yes.
Legion of Skanks did for a while.
Oh my God.
Why don't we pay people anymore?
Yes.
It's a great question.
Yeah, bring it back.
I would even like $20.
Oh, the Stand was giving us a budget.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They used the pandemic to not pay us anymore. Do they charge for tickets?
$10.
It's supposed to be free. Legion's gigs is supposed to be free.
Hell yeah.
But it does pay for our meals and our drinks.
I don't care about our meals and our drinks. Us advertising their fucking venue on a podcast that has hundreds of thousands of downloads is what pays for our food and fucking drinks.
True.
Okay? And me tipping their wait fucking staff pays for their food and fucking drinks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And
also
we started
going on
the
another
staff.
Podcast, you should get paid.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're right.
Every podcast should
pay. Every podcast should pay.
It would be real ass if it paid.
We're paying from now on. On the Real Ass Podcast.
Starting today.
Yep.
$5 per person.
$5?
It's a fucking start.
I took the path.
What the fuck?
10 for PATH train riders.
Out of state, 10. Deal.
There we go. Thank you.
I came from out of state.
No, you didn't. You're a liar.
Fuck.
Liars get zero. Liars get $0 on the fucking show.
All right. Break it even.
They take away all my money.
Yeah.
Damn. Let's do plugs. Let's get this shit going. What a day. Let's go. What a day. Scott Chaplin's in the motherfucking house. Been a minute since you've been here, baby boy.
Is this the new thing? We wrap our fucking...
Yeah, you gotta wrap your plugs.
Oh, I don't know how to... Brendan, help me out here. Wrap I do Wrestle plugs. Roast with wrap Dan St. Plugs. Germain and Mike Lawrence. And that's about it. Here we go. I'm at Soul Joe's in September. It's September now, right? September 20-something with Dina Hashem.
Oh, God.
Wiki, wiki.
I like it. I like it. He wrapped his plugs. He wrapped his plugs.
That was a wrap. Yeah,
no, you don't understand. Brendan gets offended about wraps because he thinks he's a dumb fucking do fucking it. He's
wigger.
An absolute loser. It's, I'm not it's a insane. Wigger.
You make I'm me sick, dude.
He thinks I just disrespected an art form right now. Go ahead. So do it, man.
A craft.
A craft.
On a raft.
Here's the scenario and whatever your next road date is. Do it. Rap.
Well, I don't work the road, so here's the scenario. Here we go.
Now he's trying to rap bad to be cool for us, but he knows he can rap better than that.
I can rap better than that, and I won't
pretend.
Not for you, motherfuckers.
That's the energy you need.
Not for you, motherfuckers. Now, listen to here's the scenario. Follow me on Twitch, bitch. I'm gonna panic again. Just follow me on Twitch, Sags to Riches. Here's the scenario on a podcast. Join the Patreon and go to my website, Brendan Sagalow, for all my road dates.
Sags to Riches, from fags to bitches. Bisexual Brendan is my nigga.
Oh no.
If I would have landed that last,
pretty good.
If I would have landed that last line,
that was pretty good. Been dope. Yeah,
yeah. If you found something to rhyme with it, yeah.
Yeah. He's not on Gas Digital because he don't hitch his nutsack to
it's
a
hard.
Bat in
it?
A flat. Bit a bit a bat. Bat bat bat.
That was good.
Fuck you, Brendan.
The energy was in.
I'm here. I'm here for it.
Zach, what do you got to plug?
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye, guys. With Ian Fidance. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling. Catalyst Wrestling is going to be in Jersey City on September the 17th. Check out social media for all the details.
Why is everyone in the live chat saying that it's hurricane season in Jamaica?
Well, I think, it's just hurricane season, period, right? But it specifically hits those
places.
It's fine.
It's 90 degrees and sunny every day this week.
Yeah, but you're going in 2 weeks, right?
No, I'm going Thursday.
Oh, shit.
I'm leaving Thursday. It says it's raining on Thursday, but it rains every day in Jamaica.
What's the weather like out there? Perfect?
It's perfect. It's perfect.
Why don't we all go?
I want to bring all my friends on a massive Jamaican vacation, but nobody ever says yes.
Jamaican vacation?
Fuck! Hit a button, man.
I want to take all my friends on a Jamaican vacation. All
right. Couple other things I got going on. Listen to me. I have live shows up the fucking ass right now. Let me just go to lewisofskanks.com for my live dates. It's really coming together right now. Couple things I have to announce. Number one, we're not going to go in order right now. I got to just say this because it's important. I am going to London. I'm going to a day early before I go do warm up for Bisping's one man show. So I'm doing one night only in London at City Comedy Club. It's in the basement, I think, of the Trapeze Club or bar or whatever it is. It's a little small theater. I'm doing two shows, 7:30 and 9:30. We start off at 7:30. It already is almost sold out. I didn't even announce this on a podcast yet. So we've added a 9:30 show. Get your tickets right now, lewisofskanks.com. Couple other things coming up on the 16th, right? The 16th of October, I'm sorry, of September, we have The Depraved returning to the Stress Factory featuring Yamanika Saunders, Derek Gaines, Adrian Appalucci, Louis Katz, and more. Who else was on that show? Somebody else. Zach Amico, you're not going to host it anymore because I'm now in town again, but Zach Amico's also on the show. I will be hosting the show. It's going to be incredible. Chaplin, you want to come out and do it?
Fuck it.
Chaplin's on it.
16th, yeah. Man.
Chaplin's on it because he's got the right attitude.
I started
he's got the
stress.
Right attitude.
What do you mean? What's the attitude?
He tried to rap.
I don't think I tried.
He tried.
We had fun.
I tried.
Thank you for trying.
Thank you.
Remember Jamaican Vacation?
You did try afterwards, but that was too little too late. That's what I say.
Which feels very depraved.
Too little, too late.
Remember Jamaican Vacation is the thing Lewis screams at the end of every relationship.
Remember Jamaican Vacation? Shit.
At the end of a relationship.
So, yeah, guys, go to lewisforskanks.com. Grab your tickets. September 16th, Stress Factory. Thursday night, September 16th, Stress Factory, The Depraved. It's the most fucked up show. Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke, and you got to dig yourself out of that hole. So much fun. Then we'll be at the Creek and Cave, September 30th through October 2nd. Thursday the 30th, we're doing a live Real Ass Podcast taping featuring myself, Zach Amico, Colin Terrell, and the great Tony Hinchcliffe as well. I think we're going to probably do a Real Ass Talent show with a $500 cash prize that night. So if you guys are in the Austin area and you're talented, hit us up. I'd say, what are you? RealAssOfficial@gmail.com. Email RealAssOfficial@gmail.com with a little blurb about yourself and what your talent is. And maybe we can preemptively set you guys up to be in the contest. Also, September 25th or 6th. Which one's the Saturday? Somebody tell me. September 25th or 6th?
25th.
25th, the Saturday. I am doing a show at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. It's a little Skankfest preview with a bunch of comics, including William Stevenson, Ryan Joseph. I forget the name of the actual show, but it's a fucking great show. The lineup is going to be
William
great.
Stevenson was dead. Isn't he that black guy?
He means William Montgomery.
No, William Stevenson's corpse.
The ghost of William Stevenson?
No, not his corpse. We are doing a weekend at Bernie's 2 theme with William Stevenson. So only when we're playing Caribbean music, he starts to dance and walk. He's got an arrow through his head. We're going to shoot a... We have Joe Rogan coming in with a compression bow, and he's going to shoot it right through his fucking skull. And then every time... But instead of Caribbean music, it's when he hears Limp Bizkit. So it's like, as soon as he hears Limp Bizkit...
Yeah, take a chainsaw. What? Yeah. Your ass raw.
William Montgomery, I mean.
You all start moshing, it's just you beating up a dead body on the ground. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. See the arms move? See it flail?
Holy shit. So, guys, September 30th or October 2nd, come out to the Creek in the Cave. I'm doing 4 headlining shows on Friday and Saturday as well. And then lots more stuff coming up. Toronto, California, all coming up in December. Skankfest, obviously, happening November 5th or 7th. We are 2 months away from Skankfest South happening in Houston. That's already sold out. But keep on listening to this show, because subscribers for the Gas Digital Network can win tickets. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be picking subscribers live on this show. If you subscribe to Gas Digital, use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. But more importantly, I'm going to pick a Real Ass Podcast subscriber once a week for the entire month of October leading up to Skankfest. So you can win a pair of all-access passes just by subscribing to Gas Digital with the promo code RAP. Do that now. You get a 7-day free trial. You get access to the entire on-demand library for all the shows on the network. We have 20 amazing shows on the network. We're launching a couple more shows this fall as well. So go do that now. You really do help out the show, and you save $1.50 a month. Is that it? That's a lot of plugs.
That's a lot of plugs.
A lot of plugs.
And not one attempt at rapping them.
See, this is why you're not on The Depraved.
Because I stand up
this
to
attitude.
You?
Also, you're not dirty because enough. I feel like you can't be dirty.
What are you talking about? You're cunt, like, shit, piss,
you do,
fuck.
Yeah, you do like he's pussy. Bad.
I'm not
like,
going to beg to be on you your do, like, show pussy in Jersey.
Type of comfort.
So pussy? Like,
no.
It pays a lot. It pays a lot. How much is, like, we do an even door split with all the comics. You walk at like $500-$600.
Shut up.
Zach?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. I need that.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I need that too. I would love.
Dope.
Sorry that I don't. No, what the fuck? What's your deal, man? I want to do the show.
Yeah, the car ride up to the time I did The Depraved, it was me, Shane, Corinne, and Ian. And the entire ride up, that everyone was like, what are we doing this for? And then the second we all got our checks, we're like, Lewis is the best. Like, what a great guy. We don't say that enough.
Yeah. And people are like, why am I going to Jersey? But look, we do that show because, it's fucking bringing all these New York comics out to Jersey. And
yeah, stress rules now. Yeah, that's set. It's awesome, still outside, right? Mm-hmm. The setup?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they do both. They do both. I think this one will do outside, though, because I think they have more seats outside. So
yeah, it's great.
Whatever has more seats, it'll sell out.
Cool. Good to know.
We'll see what happens.
I'll be in my room rooting for Colin Terrell.
I thought you were saying Columbine.
Columbine Terrell.
For somebody to shoot up the entire fucking thing. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Mike Cannon was the other guy.
Great.
Oh, that would have been a nice car ride,
that
too.
Been a fun
yeah,
car
you
ride.
Guys are pals.
Mike Cannon. That's,
damn.
That's
never good. Heard of him.
I promise you I'll get you on the next one.
Okay, cool.
I really will. 100%. October, whatever it is. You're on it.
I bet I'm not even going to be around.
Yeah, dude. He's got a lot of Halloween parties. My boy likes to dress up.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday on social media, I thought it was a wedding. I thought you had gotten married.
No.
And I asked you, I was like, did you get married yesterday? And you're like, no. I was like, what were all these pictures? And you told me there was somebody's bar mitzvah.
It was weird that you were at a bat mitzvah in like a backyard. That seems very like redneck.
Well, yeah, it's just you're from Long Island, right?
Yeah.
So it's like wealthy Jews who they're trying to challenge each other. It's like if there's a bat mitzvah in September, the one in October is going to be better than the one in December. And fucking, like they all try to outdo each other because they're fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm. But was this just nice?
Regular old common folk Jew.
This did not look nice. I was going to say,
it was lovely.
I thought it was a wedding, and I was like, this is the shittiest wedding I've ever. I felt bad for
what's
Khalees
funny is what
Scott.
He's really saying is you all dressed like shit because it's just like bushes in the background.
Yeah. So,
it was at 10 a.m. and I thought it was a synagogue, and it's like 3 hours, and you're a little tired.
Everyone was dressed shitty for a bat mitzvah. Could you imagine? I thought it was a wedding.
Yeah.
I thought this was like, I was like, what is going on with Scott and Khalees? I was like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
I felt bad for my friends.
Do they need
a fucking donation or a GoFundMe? This is crazy.
Did you do the bat mitzvah at City Hall?
it was the shittiest party I've ever seen in my life. I don't know who these people are. I'm not being an asshole. I'm assuming it's some comics.
They can't do bat mitzvahs at City Hall. They don't make purple dresses for it.
This party fucking sucked. It did. I don't know whose bat mitzvah
it looked like a gypsy bat mitzvah.
It was garbage. It was hot garbage.
It's a random ass bullshit bat mitzvah.
What trash are you that you know poor Jews?
Poor Jews.
Liquid Sunshine says Lewis barely tries anymore in the racist live chat. Ban Liquid Sunshine for 1.5 hour.
Yeah, how about that?
It was a mild comment, and I'm trying now. Liquid Sunshine. So how does that feel? 1.5 hour, Liquid Sunshine gets a comeback.
Yeah.
How about that, you fucking little pussy?
How about that for a try, you bitch?
You fucking bitch ass. Dude, this bat mitzvah sucked.
Yeah, Aaron Berg was there. Who else?
You're naming reasons it sucked. Overcast. Aaron Berg was there. The food was cold.
Extremely hot.
What? Whose bat mitzvah was this?
A Candy's kid. She's like
Candy Claire. Oh, yeah, I love Candy. Yeah. I don't want to trash Candy's bat mitzvah, but she needs to fix
it. It wasn't her bar mitzvah, it was her kid's bar mitzvah.
Did the kid plan it with a homeless person?
They're that Jewish. They were like, kid, you gotta pay for it. You're a lady. Pay for the fucking thing.
What? Pay the bill.
It's an
open bar.
What? So there is, I know exactly what you're talking about, the competition, because there's nothing like the posturing of two Jewish dads at a wedding. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I went to a Jewish wedding, and the father of the groom spoke first. And the father of the bride went second, and it was definitely like a dick measuring contest. And the father of the bride just goes, I mean, what did I do except sign my name to all the checks?
They're like, they're rappers, but about money. I guess that's a rapper. Yeah. They're like, it's all about how much money they have and how much they spent. The rich ones.
The rich
people.
Ones. Yeah.
It's fuck just yeah. most rich people have
I ever gone
Jewish
to a Jewish. What's funny is yesterday I was cleaning out my closet. And
I said, I'm sorry, Mama. Doesn't it have to be a joke sometimes? It's just the thing that Lewis reminds me of.
That's my style of comedy right there. It's just word association.
Yeah.
And sometimes it comes off clever, but most of the time not. I was cleaning out my closet, and I have, I came upon the yarmulkes that my ex-girlfriend forced upon the heads of me and my son last Passover.
Can I ask a really dumb question and I'm not being silly?
Yeah, yeah.
How does a yarmulke stick to your head?
It just lays on it. It just sort of like...
Is there like a suction? Do you lick it first and go...
Yeah. I have a Garfield hanging off the back of my head. No, it just sort of lays on your head. And what's funny is it did burn my skin a little bit. I felt like just the fucking... Yeah.
It's going down.
It wasn't good. But I don't like... Like, I feel bad. It's not even so much that I feel bad about, like, throwing out
yarmulkes?
My ex-girlfriend. It's just like, I feel like I'm. It seems more racist than necessary.
Well,
you know, I told you the story about how I did. I tell it on this show or was it on Skanks? Maybe it was on Skanks. I had I donated to like a black charity, like during Black Lives Matter, like in the beginning of it. I got like touched one day, and I was like, you know what, dude? I was like, I'm not gonna hear and protest with these people, but I'll donate to some black businesses. You know what? We need some more black businesses.
T-Mobile.
So we're having Derek Gaines, Yamanika Saunders on the next Depraved Show. It's gonna be great.
Yamanika Saunders.
So I donated to just some like black like fucking college fund, right? Because I don't want to be a fucking hypocrite because I don't. I'm not actually racist. That's a bit. And you know, I do donate to charity sometimes. So it just sort of touched me in a moment. I was like, well, no, there's this like, there was a fund that like puts black kids through college, right? That's sort of what it is. They pay for like, black kids to go to college.
Lewis just gave money to the kids.
That's
with
also
candy.
Why he's paying me to do the show. I'm trying to also do
obviously.
That.
Obviously.
Yes, of course.
So,
fund that sends black kids to college. It's called sports.
So this company sent me a t-shirt like that I donated to, the fund. And I
FUBU, I think it's called.
And
for us, by us.
Right when I got my car, I had this T-shirt just in my garage. Like I opened the package, I was like, "Oh, I'm never gonna wear this." I'm even embarrassed to admit that I donated to any charities right now. Like that's not very real ass. Let me say this to you guys out there:
it's not real ass.
Do not donate to charities. I do it to cover my ass for when they come to me. I can show them my fucking my taxes and be like, look, I've donated to charities. I'm not actually all bad of a person. You guys don't have to do that, okay? But for me, I've done it to cover my ass a couple times. And one time a bird, right when I got my Audi, a bird shit on the hood of my Audi right after I got it washed. And I needed something to wipe up the bird shit on my Audi. Yeah. And I had this T-shirt just sitting in my garage because it was the closest thing to me. And I was like, fuck. And I just read about how bird shit, like the acid will tear through the paint. And I was like, dude, I was like, I got to clean this bird shit. And then I looked at the shirt and I was like, I got to clean. I was like, I should use this shirt to clean this bird shit. I'm never going to wear the shirt. It doesn't matter. It's not actually a statement on it. Like, I'm not saying, oh, look, Black Lives Matter is shit. But I need
it's when you hung it up on a flagpole is when it became the statement.
Yeah. It's when then you were like, well, there's already shit on it, and then wiped your own ass.
Only way to get burnt out of a T-shirt is by setting it on fire.
Piss on it, quick!
Hold on to fire, pee on it.
Step on it. Punch that black guy. The wind from your fist crunching him might blow out the fire from the T-shirt.
So the yarmulke, did you throw it out?
So no, the point of the Black Lives Matter shirt or that shirt is
it's
that
said Black Lives Matter.
No, it was just like whatever college fund it was, and I was like,
and you.
So I was like, well, what am I felt like such a phony. I was like, it doesn't matter. I was like, why wouldn't I do it? So I wiped up the shit with the shirt.
Yeah, amen.
Okay. Yeah, I wiped the shit with the shirt. But it's not because I don't believe in that college fund. I donated to them. It's just,
hey, Tyrese, let's go say hi to our new neighbor. Let's see what he's doing right now. Hey, Lewis, man, what you doing? What's that shirt say, man?
Stagler, you're on the Depraved. He's on the fucking Depraved September 16th. Let's go. Everyone's making a little bit less.
Yes.
Wow.
Love it.
Holy shit. So it was the same thing. I was like, if this was anything else, if this was any other fucking horseshit, I would just chuck it out. I would, like, what am I saving these yarmulkes for?
Tiny frisbee.
Do you think you would be cursed? Is that the truth? Like, do you think?
No.
Do you think three ghosts, Jewish ghosts, will come to you in the night?
No. No.
Who gives a shit?
You could
ghosts are pretty Jewy, though. When you really think about the way ghosts sort of like act,
they love
like,
chains. Yeah.
All right, Jew, get out of my bedroom. I'm trying to sleep.
Casper, the friendly Jew.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind when people live here.
That's okay.
Yeah, but look at Casper's three uncles. Tell me that those aren't Jews.
Wait, what were their names?
It was like Stinky, Fatso, and
Cheapy.
And Shyster.
Shyster. It's actually Here's the Scenario. That's the three uncles.
Fatso, Stinky, and Shysty.
Yeah,
I love chains.
Oh my god, it literally looks like here's the scenario.
Yeah. Get out of my bedroom.
Or Legion of Skanks.
That's Legion of Skanks.
That's much more Legion of Skanks. Yeah, holy shit. Yeah. Pull that back up. The Ghosts of Legion of Skanks. Somebody tweet it out. I'll retweet it.
The Ghosts of Legion of Skanks.
Sorry, I'm just stealing Sagalow's joke.
That's all right.
It just fits us better.
It does. You're more well known.
I mean, that looks just like me. That looks just like Jay. And that looks just like Jew-faced Dave. Oh, my Christ. And he's eating pizza. What would Jay be doing if he was a ghost?
Well, Legion of Skanks when they forget to take their KKK outfits off. I don't realize live for Legion. Oh, wrong meeting.
Oh my god! All right, I'll tweet out that picture and I'll quote you on that because that's the fucking that's the funniest one.
Sorry, Brendan, you're off.
Brendan,
you're off to Brave.
Try it again. You got to bring it. You got to bring the heat. You
got to bring the heat.
You did good, but you know what, Zach's.
They can't all be fucking touchdowns. Sometimes I pass the ball.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is an online store with every auto part available at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Zach, you are like me. I don't know shit about cars.
I know absolutely nothing, and if I go to a mechanic, I have no idea to tell or not if I'm getting hosed. But with rockauto.com, I can look up what these things are actually priced and make sure they're not effing me over because I'm a nerd who knows nothing about
this
shit.
Yeah, you can tell your auto parts guy to get your parts from rockauto.com. If you work on your car yourself, you should be getting your parts from rockauto.com. Maybe you got friends that work on cars. Tell them about rockauto.com. They truly have the best prices available. There's nobody making commissions off of your sales, so they're not trying to upcharge you anything. And it's already such good prices that we don't even have a promo code. There's no discount or anything because they are already discounted. So just go there and browse around. Next time you need an auto part, this is the place to get it from. And if you decide to purchase something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Okay, where were we?
Let's see. What do we... Does anybody want to do some coke?
No, I
don't want to.
No,
I'm Let's done with that shit.
Coke,
no.
Doggy.
No.
Are you still doing that because of all the, you know, fentanyl that's going around?
What are you talking about?
I would argue that this motherfucker brought up coke so he could talk about it.
What?
Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god.
I'm in the mood to have some coke. What happened?
Piece of shit.
What are you talking about?
Yeah? Comic don't, whatever comic.
Yeah.
Don't you do that, motherfucker.
What? I'm just saying.
Don't you do it.
Let's get some coke. Why wouldn't we get coke?
Lewis.
Boys.
I don't have a reason to not do it.
You know what, dude? Let's
I don't have a reason to
coke.
Not do coke.
Let's
but...
get some pure, untested coke.
No, you fucking
no!
Now
we need coke.
Now
we need coke. Now we need coke.
That's what you get. I hope your laptop goes to shit.
That's called comedy karma because you weren't going for the joke.
Oh,
you were going for the.
This is comic. The guy died, right? Three died? And one is in bad shape.
Yeah, three died, and one girl.
She is in good shape.
She's hot. I bet you fentanyl.
Oh.
Fentanyl OD'd. What's her name? Kate Quigley. I bet you fentanyl OD'd Kate Quigley is still hotter than most comics. From her bed.
Yeah.
That's the angle.
Cut to 1 year
that's
from now.
Angle.
That's the angle.
Doggy. That's the fucking angle.
Cut to 1 year from now.
This is Lewis pitching a sketch at like a show.
She's with Lewis in Jamaica, but she's like half brain dead.
Come on, dude. That's not okay.
That's the angle.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's
you're off the
angle.
Dude. You're supposed to be funny. It's not just hate.
You're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Listen, our official stance is we wish Kate Quigley a speedy recovery.
Speedy.
But if she's
Hell yeah. Coke joke. Love it. Zach Olesnake. Look, she's going to recover and she's going to blow the roof off the next place she plays. Blow?
I can't think of it.
But if she's not better in time for her spot on Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Cruise that she was supposed to be the headlining comedian on,
maybe.
You know, there's people out there that could also do that.
Yes, yeah. Zach, you could just show up and pretend you're her now. Like, yeah, it was a really bad recovery.
It was,
this recovery was brutal.
It was actually bad. Fentanyl in Coca-Cola. That's what we were drinking.
It was actually Twinkie-laced cocaine. And I just was shoving it into my face for months.
It was fentanyl and powdered sugar now.
Yeah. My dealer, Willy Wonka.
That is fucked up. And look, here's the thing. Obviously.
It's very sad.
I know Kate. I don't know her her super well, but oh, I know, her. Okay. Yeah, I know her pretty well. And look, Kate's a very funny comedian, and she's a cool chick. A very, you know, I almost feel like I probably at one point, if I was single again, would have probably had sex with her in the future. And that's the saddest part of all of this.
A kid died when I was in high school, and a girl was crying, and I was like, "It's gonna be okay." And she was like, "I should have fucked him. He wanted to." And that's you right now.
No, first of all, she's alive. I don't know the other comics. Fuquan Johnson, I think, was the name of the other guy. And then the other
that
two.
That sounds made
they
up.
They haven't released the names of the other two, right?
Fuquan Johnson, he was
feel bad for the
part
other
of Men
two,
on the Mission.
If they're just like unknown comics. What
the happened? Other two are Rico Angeli and Natalie Williamson.
Natalie Williamson.
I don't know them. But they're comics, right?
Yes.
Well, at least that's one of them was. I don't know. Shit. I don't know the
yeah,
other
I don't
people.
Know. That.
I don't know any of them, honestly. I don't really know Kate. Yeah. I know Kate out of everybody the most because we follow each other on social media, and I've met her a couple times in L.A.
She's like, because I harass hot
I
women.
Jerk off to her photos and simp for her when she's not. I mean, she look, I she's responsive. I know she's like texting people. So.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, she texted Red Band.
Yes.
She texted
Red Band. Oh, beautiful. Okay, great.
And
I
then he posted a screenshot of her very personal message to him. It was very Red Band of him.
Oh, he okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I love Red
That's Band. Great, though. Yeah, that's great, though. Okay.
No, honestly, it's very sad. She's fucking, I'm alive. I'm not great, but I'm okay. Yeah, it's very, very sad. You know, first of all, like, I see some people being like, you want to be a fucking drug addict, good for you.
It's
like,
that's insane.
Go fuck yourself. Literally everybody does drugs, you fucking losers.
Yeah,
okay?
People really have no concept of what drugs are.
That's something,
what drugs
by the way,
do,
that's something you really learn when you grow up.
Dude, I didn't do
anything. Everyone does cocaine.
Yeah.
I haven't done coke in a hot minute, but I'll tell you right now, this thing specifically.
It freaks me out, dude.
No, it made me crave coke, dude. You know when you see somebody smoking a cigarette in an old-timey movie? I'm like,
this whole
I need it.
This whole watch Super Size Me and got McDonald's after.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like when Lewis watches
you don't listen to what's happening. Yes. You just go, ooh.
I just saw the big, delicious lines, and I was like, I need it. No, it really did make me. I don't think I'll ever do cocaine again. That is fucking scary.
It's bad, man.
Because you hear about this and you think that it is sort of an old wives' tale, like the liquid in the pool that turns blue if you pee in it, right? That your parents tell you this, so you just don't go do it. And that's literally what I thought the fentanyl and cocaine thing was. I've never once believed it.
What about the death of like all these other people?
But this is Lewis's take on everything, though. It's like, don't believe it. And then, it, like, you know, he sees one sentence about it
and
goes
closer and closer.
That holds up, actually. If you actually stare at a sentence about it for a minute.
No, but I know somebody now that I knew somebody else that apparently got fentanyl-laced cocaine.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know. Well,
I
was
didn't
it Coke
buy
Molly?
It.
But
I didn't buy
I
it.
Was confused, yeah.
I didn't believe it.
I believed it, yeah.
I would always take it as maybe people were just fucking mixing up their drugs. They were getting too fucked up.
You forget how many comics especially are on like a type of antidepressant or something. And you go, how does that cocktail mix in?
I have no idea. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a really scary thing because that could have easily been. I mean, I don't know if you've ever done cocaine. But
never done coke, no.
I mean, that could have been. You know, have you? You have.
Oh, have I? I found coke on the street once.
And you did it.
Oh yeah, I finished.
Yeah,
the
we've
bag.
All found coke on the street and did it.
Full bag.
You fucking
coke,
you put your finger in it like you're a drug dealer in Miami in the '80s, and you go, "That's some good shit."
No, I found it. I went to the comedy club I was working. I talked to another comic, and I went, "I just found this coke," and he's like, "Oh, what'd you do?" And I go, "Of course." And I slid it over to him. Yeah, and I had him taste it.
But you think it kicks in? You think it's like the Princess Bride, where it's like, you're like, not doing it. Someone call the cops.
Yes.
Could you taste if there was laced with fentanyl? If you put it on your tongue, would you taste it? And then also, is that enough to fucking have you OD?
I mean, they all went home that night, right? They weren't at the same place, right?
I don't know.
I think it was all their house. I think it was
her
house.
Oh, they all like dropped at the place? I thought they all went home.
No, they said it was, I think, a neighbor called the ambulance.
Oof. Man, that's gross.
So that shit hits quick.
Well, yeah, apparently it's right away. Apparently you take a line of fentanyl and your fucking head is exploding because you're not supposed to take lines of fentanyl.
No.
For the audio listeners, you got to watch Scott just act. That was awesome.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, it's sad. It's for sure sad. And it's like, people like to fucking party. I'm not judging. I'm not a fucking...
Coke is awesome.
You can't. Especially in Hollywood, it's like...
I'm not judging people for doing fucking drugs and
partying.
It's
like fucking a ladyboy in Thailand. You got to. Coke goes with Hollywood. Everything, you know, certain hookers go with Vegas, right? There's places that go with everything.
Coke and hookers go with everywhere. What are you talking about? Okay. It's like Buffalo, Coke and hookers, rules.
I don't know. There's something.
Vegas is already fun.
There's something that feels more like historic when you're in LA and maybe you were just at the Comedy Store and then you go do it. Seems like it all matches.
You're like, I'm Jay Leno.
You go, what am I, fucking Robin Williams over here? You know? Yeah.
You guys seen this? You guys heard about this? Stuart's friend.
Well, there's nothing cooler than the bathroom upstairs next to the belly room.
Yeah. It's
all the fixtures are everything in that bathroom is jet black.
Yeah.
So that you can do coke off of anything in the bathroom.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Auntie in the racist live chat says, Lewis thinks taste test is a good way to check for fentanyl. You can die from touching it. That's what I was asking, Aunt D. That's not me being stupid. That's me asking a question to my friends and wondering aloud. And you guys get to be a fly on the wall of this conversation and also wonderland. Maybe look it up. We've inspired you to fucking, you know, fix your life and get information.
Yeah, don't judge
us. Yeah, fucking asshole. Yeah, I don't know. Can you do this? Or you're dead.
Or you just have a friend who cleans the cocaine.
Well, you can.
How do you
can
clean
you can test things.
You call Chris
right?
from Brooklyn.
Because I know with Molly, you can test it. There's kits to test.
Yeah,
it.
No, there's tests for
Dance
coke
Safe.
Too.
DanceSafe.org was a sponsor of Skankfest. The last Skankfest, we had a DanceSafe.org booth. DanceSafe.org, and they were testing people's drugs for them at Skankfest, and they were giving away testing kits.
How do you get a job doing that? Yeah, let me test it. Yep, that's definitely drugs.
Welcome to DanceSafe.org, where we test your drugs.
You smoke half the blunt, you go, yeah, this is weed for sure. Here you go.
Hi. I'm Dan Safe Germaine.
The show rules. I don't care what anyone says. It's the best. Holy shit. Dude, DanceSafe.org is they have testing kits for different drugs so you can test the purity of your drugs. We should hit them up again. This is the perfect opportunity to sell them ad space within the comedy community. I gotta be honest with you. Now's the time.
Yeah, there's synergy there.
Yeah, where the fuck is Robbie Bernstein when you need him? There are people that just died of bad drugs, Robbie. Get on it. Profit off of everyone else's loss. I'm kidding. Now, RIP to all the comics who died.
Yeah.
Well wishes. What do you say to somebody who's get better?
Speedy recovery.
Get well. You can't say speedy.
What do you say to somebody who's going through it?
Yeah.
Get better. That's what it is.
What do you say to someone that you want a good thing to happen?
Hope it works out.
Congratulations.
Fuck you. Yeah, this you burn in hell.
No. We're saying something nice.
What do you say to someone?
Suffer, cohort. No,
what do you say to someone when you feel bad for them? Fuck. You faggot. No.
Lewis, say it with me. Get better.
Fuck.
Get fucked.
No, get fucked. Say it with me.
Holy shit. Nobody thought he could do it. No one thought he could do it. Wow. Oh, fuck, dude. That's a good show.
This is a great show, man.
This is a great show. Nice, nice. Have we taken over officially as the funniest podcast out there? I think we have.
Good.
Wow. This is good. Mm. So well wishes, get well, be better. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Salutations.
Salutations.
What else? I'm just thinking of things that Charlotte wrote in her web. What else?
Some pig.
When she woke up, this pig can talk. It's fucked up. This is fucked. Look, Kate would want us to make jokes. Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna fucking sit here and be sad all day. I mean, like, people are dead, and that sucks, and it's really sad.
Yeah.
It is sad.
Okay.
But this is a funny topic when you really delve into it, okay?
If you actually think about it, it's pretty not at all. Yeah. It's fucking funny.
It's pretty hilarious.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank Blue Chew for helping out and supporting today's show. Blue Chew is essentially a performance enhancer for the bedroom. If you want your dick to be harder and fucking better, well, guess what? Blue Chew is the answer. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, except it works faster because it's in chewable form.
Yeah, and just you've got more dick than you know. There's a little bit in there that you haven't met yet, and Blue Chew, you'll meet them.
You'll wake it up. Blue Chew wakes you up, okay? Here's the best part of everything. You don't have to go to the doctor and have a weird conversation about how you want to fuck your chick better. You can simply do this online. Go to BlueChew.com. You have an online physician give you your prescription, and they fill it right online as well. So they send it to your house in discreet packaging. There's no doctor's visits. There's no visits to the pharmacy. You can just do it from the comfort of your own home. There's different strengths. There's different prescriptions. So go to BlueChew.com. This is the best part of everything, is we're going to give you a free trial. Your first month is absolutely free. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. Go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code RAP. Go check out the reviews. I promise you this stuff works. It's not just me saying it. I'm supposed to say it works, but it really does. I currently use Blue Chew. I'm very happy with the results. Once again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. Okay, let's get back into the show. Shit. King John just said Loud Boys better than rap. King John's being banned for one full hour from the Racist Live chat. Teach him a lesson right now.
This is the only show with continuous bans throughout it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Sorry, King John, fucking moron. Yeah, RIP to those comics that died. I know that Kim Congdon was friends with Fuquan.
Shocker.
Yeah. He gave her the shocker. And so fucking that sucks. Yeah, it really does suck. And it's sad, but just be fucking careful out there.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever do cocaine again.
Not worth it, man.
I mean, I guess if somebody else does it first and I watch them do it first, but it's gonna be every party now, is everyone's gonna have a bag of cocaine and just we're all waiting for the first, like, yeah. When you go to a dinner party and the food's all out and you got to wait till the fat person goes over and cracks into it.
Yeah.
That's going to be everyone.
It's going to be you with cocaine waiting for me to crack into it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this video right here. Georgia reporter, I guess she was harassed by some drunk fans after some sort of game.
Okay. Let's see this.
So let's see.
Any minute now. Throw it up.
It's loading.
It's okay. It's okay. They, a lot of times they have ads that they have to wait to play.
Oh.
Yeah. And apparently, really fucking. Let's see. War mode is better, said King John. King John just got another hour ban.
Why? What did he say?
3 hours. Now he said war mode's better.
Damn.
Thought Pocket said YKWD is better. I'm not going to ban Thought Pocket because I love. No, keep doing that. I like that.
Cool.
Hello. Oh. Hello.
This is Lewis. Like, oh no, I took the fentanyl.
What is happening?
Why was I the first person to try the coke?
All right. That's it. How will I do magic? Good point.
That's hilarious.
Thought Pocket says Matt and Shane is better. Dad Meat is better. War Mode is better. Thought Pocket just got a 5-hour ban from the Racist Live Chat. Here's the thing.
What type of beautiful autism do your fans have that you go, this is the best podcast? And people go, actually, and then list five. Shut up.
Well, they think that they're beating me right now. Like, no, I don't. You just lost your chat privileges.
Yeah. Yeah, now
you. I didn't lose anything. I don't get to look at your shitty comments.
Now use can't be honest. I want to see this reporter getting harassed.
Let's see this reporter. Let's go.
Any minute now.
Hello.
Please don't touch me.
Oh, she was fucking pissed.
She's texting.
Hello.
Excuse you.
What is she doing?
They're waiting to go on air.
It's like she's hoping she gets harassed and it's not happening. She's like, well, nobody wants to grab my ass.
Nice. Look at the guy with the popcorn. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, this is what people do.
Yeah, welcome to your job.
And it looks
stupid.
Like their team just won. She's acting like she's in a hurricane of cock. It's not happening.
Dude, that's like us
Well, if we fast forward 30 seconds, she's being fucking...
She's like banging her head against the camera.
Just be happy, man. People are having a good time.
So, all right. So this bitch is an uppity fucking asshole. So what happened? She said she was harassed. She went to Twitter afterwards? Or she went to social media?
I don't think not touching strangers is a made-up rule. I think that... That's basic manners.
Touching is out of the question, period. However, setting up in the middle of their space and demanding everyone obey your arbitrary rules is ridiculous. You cannot just camp in the middle of people and say, follow my rules, even if you're media. No one agreed to this.
Yeah.
One guy touched you.
I mean, I agree. You shouldn't touch a person's back. A person. I get that, but it's like, it's not worth
what,
it.
What is...
It's just, yeah.
Also, like, look,
and he wasn't being sexual. He was, like, trying to get in the camera shot. Hey,
welcome to the
fucking...
Welcome to the world where you're in an enclosed space with thousands of people that are drinking. It's... Nobody's condoning... I mean, I'm condoning touching her more aggressively, but nobody besides me in the world would condone doing anything, like, aggressive to this fucking chick. A guy leaning over you and putting his hand on your shoulder to get on camera, like, that's not, I don't even think that that's even against any sort of etiquette in the world. You're in a fucking sports arena where people are having fun and going crazy. Their team just won.
It's annoying, if anything, but it's...
It's not annoying. Don't be there. Don't say, hey, I'm not really comfortable with being in that environment. I'm claustrophobic. When there's a lot of aggressive, loud, rowdy, drunk people around me, it makes me very uncomfortable. And when guys get very close to my personal space, I get really uncomfortable. And at that point, when you say that to your boss, if they send you on that assignment, then your boss is fucked up and they shouldn't have done that. But you agreed to do the fucking gig. It's as simple as that. That's her being uncomfortable.
And
she's not even hot.
Well, I don't know about that, but... She is also a reporter. Isn't, like, the whole thing, don't you see people in, like, Iraq and shit, and you're like, that's what I want to do, I want to be on the fucking field, and now you're on there, right? Oh. So this is what it is.
Thank you, Paco.
Oh, thank you, Paco. Whatever, I also don't like being touched, so I get it. You know?
Yeah.
By strangers? Who wants to be touched by that? But that's like
fans touch me regularly.
They are very aggressive.
It's become a thing where they try to wrestle with me and they try to grapple me.
I saw Louis get a noogie once when I was in high school. I saw a guy walk up to him after a show and get him in a headlock.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, Louis's huge. And noogie
him. Bitched him out.
And he looked like such a bitch, man. He just like stood there right after. And Louis was like, and the guy was just like, fuck him!
Louis!
Yeah. What are you going to do? Starts ball tapping him?
Opie and Anthony comedy fan, like, and that's what a lot of the Legion of Skanks world ended up being, right? It's like the nephews of Opie and Anthony fans, right?
Yeah.
And these fucking guys, like, they're just like, that's their type of humor. They're like, dude, I'm going to nutshot Louis. Yeah. How funny is that? I'm going to hit him. I'm going to punch him right in his dick.
Yeah, yeah. You know this guy that has given me hours of entertainment? I'm going to suck his balls!
Yeah, dude. No, the fans get a little bit aggressive. They're very touchy. They're very huggy. One guy, I mean, he came to multiple cities, and the way he tries to make out with me, but not like in a really aggressive, touchy way. Like, he grabs me and touches my chest, and he grabs my dick, and
he's
leans
like,
in to kiss
me. Take me to Jamaica.
And then you're like, free tickets next time I'm around here. Bring the same attitude.
No, I fuck him every time. It's crazy. No, but he thinks it's funny, and it is funny, to be honest with you. To like Pepe Le Pew me, like he thinks it's hilarious.
Yeah,
like
it
he,
is.
Dude, and I hate it. I feel violated. I'm like, dude, fucking chill, dude.
It's kind of like how Dexter only kills serial killers.
Yes. So this guy fucking Pepe Le Pews me and grinds on me and try. And I'm like, dude, fucking chill. He came to Vegas. He came to multiple cities, dude. It was fucking absolutely wild. And I hate it, but I do have to respect how fucking he commits to it. So. Wholeheartedly,
yeah.
I should just fucking go in and be like, "All right, do you want to do this?" and see how far we could go.
Well, here's the thing about the reporter,
guys. I have AIDS. We went to a gay sex party together, and we got AIDS.
Yeah.
So,
what does she really kind of expect to be given? To when she complains about this on Twitter, like, what do you think is going to happen? Is she going to do different jobs? I really don't understand.
It just depends on who catches.
You're not going on Twitter and being like, touching me is not cool, man. You're just like, don't. You say that to the person and then you move on.
No, I honestly, like,
No, I think Lewis comments on a lot of shit.
No, it's hilarious. The only reason I haven't talked about this before is because I don't want other people to start doing it to me. But it's pretty fucking hilarious. I'm like, dude, quit it. Stop. He's like, come on. I just want you so bad.
Yeah, you don't want to make it like a running thing to do to Lewis.
Yeah, it would suck if people did that to him in every city.
Yeah, that would really be terrible. I mean, only if you just started doing that
It would really suck if it was like if their chicks were doing it specifically. Like
Yeah. If hot comic chicks did
it. Oh, my God. Imagine if hot chicks just regularly just tried to suck my dick after shows. I'm like, stop, quit it, get off me.
me too actually.
The Depraved, September 16th.
No, he's saying I'm gonna be part of the Me Too movement soon. I am.
Well, the thing is that the lady was set up like in the exit. Like, she probably could have put that camera farther away from the people leaving and not been harassed. But, like, they put her, or she chose, whoever chose that spot, which is probably right where the exit chute is, that's going to be the
She's
worst
spot.
She's in
the hallway of, the guard where you're in the hallway.
It's a brutal spot, and it's a bit overwhelming. That guy touched her. Everything else in the video, I didn't see an issue. It's just people.
But how did he touch her? What was he touching?
He touched her, like,
he touched
lower
her on the back, like,
something.
When he leaned in forward.
Remember the girl that was at, like, a marathon? There was a reporter. And she had a thing where, like, a dude...
Somebody ran by and smacked her ass.
Did he grope her? Is that what happened?
I mean, he ran by and smacked her on the ass.
Jesus Christ.
That was a little different.
Crazy.
And it's also, that's not the... Two things. Number one, a marathon isn't, like, an aggressive environment like that, where it's like...
Yeah, this is a sports game.
Yeah, this is like... And it's also, like, I wouldn't condone somebody smacking her on the ass either.
Also, don't smack someone on the ass when you have a number on your chest that identifies you.
Yeah. Or tattooed on your arm.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I don't necessarily sign off on that.
I have that video if you want to
watch it. Cover that number. Yeah, what were you going to say?
I have that marathon video if you want to watch it.
Let me see.
Earlier today...
Oh, this chick is hot.
Yeah, she's good looking. Yes, look at the guy in the fucking... And what she
described. Yes, yes, dude. Lewis J. Gomez, smack.
Wow. That's fucking crazy.
He's got like uncle vibes.
Look at that.
Look at him biting the shit.
He's a
real ass dude.
Fuck this. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad...
From my
delusion. Yeah, that guy, like, look, and by the I remember at the time I defended that guy. This is how much I'm defending these. This is what the point I'm making is that guy actually sexually assaulted her.
Yeah.
And I found the angle.
Wait, what was the angle?
Do you remember what my angle was?
No.
You don't remember what?
He's cool. He's wearing sunglasses.
Was your angle that it was like it was the start of the race, everybody was deciding it was almost like a good game?
No. My angle was that we got real problems in the world. And if that's your biggest problem, I remember this now. If that's your biggest problem with some fucking marathoner smacking your ass, you got a pretty good life, lady.
Like, I swear to God, that's probably not her biggest problem.
Yeah,
like, she probably has like family members.
Maybe
that get sick. And
maybe
stuff. Like,
I don't know. She was
just
acting.
A thing
she was acting like it was her biggest problem.
That's also probably just a small problem and a bigger problem in her life. Mm. You think that's the first time she's been harassed? I don't think so.
She was cute, dude. She was hot. If you had to fuck one of the two reporters that were harassed at this game, which
now,
one would it be?
That's the angle.
That's the angle.
And I'm going to go with Running on the Bridge Girl.
Running on the Bridge Girl. She's super Jewy, too. I'd get those. I'd fish those yarmulkes right out of the garbage for her.
I feel like the other girl is just kind of like a wet rag. Like, you know.
The other girl is just thin.
You're at a sports game. Like, okay, getting touched sucks. I get
both of them.
I
want to see
But
them
she
both.
Should be like, yeah, we won. Like, how better of a video would that have been?
Brendan, like, critiquing her reporting skills.
I'm a better reporter than
Look
her.
At her. Oh, yeah. Look at this thin lip bitch. No,
both.
This bitch is a thin lip bitch. This bitch.
That chick's.
This
way
is
cuter.
Right
She's
up way my
alley.
Cuter.
It's not even a competition.
Yeah, right up
yeah,
my
Jew
alley.
Yeah, Jew Broad is way cuter. And she also took it on the butt like a champ. This chick, some guy leaned in next to her, and she's like, please, get away. Get away. Yeah. Get away. This chick, she got a this guy got a full fucking smackaroo, finger up the crack, and she was like, she made an orgasm face. Look at her face. That's the same face she makes when she has an orgasm. Rewind it.
Let's or sneezes.
She's crying. He's like, right? That's an orgasm.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's see what happens. Look at her. She's smiling. Look how happy she is. Look how happy she is.
Oh, my
God.
Bro. What a
real ass podcast.
Right before I podcast.
He just says real ass podcast to the camera.
Look at that face.
Look at the guy with the antlers in the background. Hold on. Look at the guy with the antlers.
What is she doing now? Can we date
keep
her?
Keep it going. Look at that guy.
I have a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend, but I'm lusting after this fucking chick. This is the chick. Look at her.
Damn.
The guy in the antlers must be psyched of all the screen time he got.
Yeah, she's a
and
pro.
He didn't have to get anything.
I know. She's a pro. She stayed in the pocket. It affected her, and then she went, people are still running here.
She just jumps off the bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the blonde bitch is whatever. This actually brings us to a new segment. This brings us to a new segment on the show. And I don't have a name for it yet because I'm not that creative, but we have to replace OK Boomer Girl as the girl that I lust and simp after.
Oh, man. What happened to that girl?
She got fat.
She got fat?
She got fucking fat.
Can
dude.
I see?
Boomer Girl got fat.
Look that's pull not her up. Fat.
Pull her up.
That's not fat.
She's of age.
What are
that's
you talking about?
She got fat.
No, look at her face, dude. Are you kidding me?
So she's got
it's
a little
low
fucking
angle. Get a regular. That's every girl ever.
Nigga, did you see Boomer Girl when she popped? Did
yeah,
you
yeah, yeah.
pull up her Instagram?
She also had rosier cheeks and no, like, she a, doesn't like create... a doll outfit.
Man, that
on.
Whole what's that called when a chick's like that? That fucking gets me.
Oh, gets
dude.
You when she makes a weird like.
Yeah,
fucking...
that fucking.
What is this?
He's the fucking the anime.
Yeah,
I'm,
I know what you're
I'm coming face.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like a...
No, you have to stick the tongue out.
No, I know what you're
they
talking
do,
about.
But there's a few of them. She does them all.
She does them.
And she's actually copying. Boomer Girl's copying another bitch. Who is like an actual, probably a better looking version of Boomer Girl, but Boomer Girl hit that fucking, okay, Boomer, yeah. whatever yeah. you said. Dude, that shit
can
was.
Can we watch
that? That was so hot.
Can we watch some
that? That was so
I'm
hot.
I'm a big fan.
Huge fan. I follow this bitch on Instagram. Pull up the OK Boomer Girl video. We're going to explore this.
We're
going right
to fall
now.
In love all over again. Yeah.
But then you got to pull like, up and see how much the quarantine. Dude, she ate. She was fucking
good
out there
her.
In the quarantine eating, doggy. This is a fact. I'm not sitting here and I would still like to have sex with Boomer Girl, like, yeah. in life. Like, I'm not saying that I wouldn't do that, but I'm just saying that she's not what she was. Look at what she was.
She did.
Whatever you say, Boomer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Boomer.
No, even Brendan is realizing.
I'm into it. Yeah.
It's fucking creepy.
It's not creepy. She
it
rules.
Is creepy.
The fuck up, dude.
There is a thing
fucking
about...
gay bitch.
I'm voting for Bernie.
These chicks...
Oh, these are other ones she did. Oh, yeah. Why are you so obsessed with she can't me? Dance and she's just fucking. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's hot. But there is something.
Oh, look at that little butt she gave us. She gave us some butt.
No butt.
There is
she
something...
go back. She gave us butt.
She did give us butt.
She tried to, but there was nothing there.
She's got a butt.
She's.
Yeah, she's fucking perfect. Back then. Look how perfect she was.
She is perfect.
Now show her Instagram now.
Lewis loves water parks, dude.
Show her Instagram
he
now.
He loves seeing young girls at water parks.
Lewis, you
Who
should
doesn't?
Know more than anybody that people can fluctuate in weight. She goes up, she'll come back down.
Yeah, but so I can comment on that. I also do that.
Amen, that's true.
Me too.
So
I fluctuate between fat and fatter.
Can we see her Instagram now? Because I will say right now, I'm not saying she's fat, but yeah, dude.
This is her now.
Yeah.
Way better.
No.
Yeah.
She gained.
No. She looks
no,
healthy.
She got some bigger titties, though.
She looks healthy, dude.
No. Look at that stomach right there. Go that.
There is something very inherently creepy
go up.
About that whole anime.
Right
I'm
there.
A little
to
girl
the right.
Kind
down,
of
no,
shit.
Down. Right there.
Nice, dude.
No, doggy.
No. Lewis.
No, doggy. She, look.
Lewis, I hate to say this, man,
look.
But. She don't look too far off.
Can you please play a cow
the
sound
girl
effect?
You're dating now.
You think my current girlfriend is as thick as Boomer Girl? Are you out of your mind? My current girlfriend's emaciated. It's a problem.
emaciated?
Yeah.
She's emancipated. Like, she's thick.
Boomer Girl is fucking... yeah, she's a chunky bitch. It's a fact.
I'm into it, man. It does get
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, but you're
though.
A chunky bitch, dude. I'm all jacked now. I need
you think
fucking...
chunky bitches like chunky bitches?
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm not in, you know.
Is that a cow sound effect or what was that?
Yeah, what was it?
What was it, Natalie?
We thought it was going to be in it. Turned
was
out
playing the music that goes on in your head at all times, you dyke.
Oh, my God. It's fucking.
The Lilith Fair soundtrack. You start fucking
and
playing
I said,
on my show.
That's actually what's going on in my head.
Jesus fucking Christ, lesbian Natalie. We don't want to be fucking taken into your fucking weird...
Damn.
Fucking journey. Journey of sadness. Lesbians seem so sad. Aren't they the least happy of all people, lesbians?
There's a type that sure seems very unhappy.
I've never seen a happy lesbian in my entire life. Happy lesbian. Good name for a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Not bad. With Scott and Brendan.
Scott and Brendan. Happy lesbian with Scott and Brendan?
At Gas Digital.
Yeah.
Done. Done deal. Bobby.
Start working on graphics.
Get the contracts up.
Happy fucking lesbian. Get the contract done. We're going to fucking pick up where Irish Goodbye left off.
Happy lesbian would have been a great name for Irish Goodbye, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So we have to replace Boomer Girl because she got too fat. She.
That's crazy. So who's your replacement?
Who's my replacement? Let's see. There's a few. Bobby, did you pull? I told you to find a few girls that have gone somewhat viral or had their moments. I mean, it all started off with Cash Me Outside Girl.
Yeah.
Zach's been lusting after this child for years.
Mm-hmm.
So then I found
a countdown.
Then I found Boomer Girl. This has been great. What is going? Why does it keep on doing that sound effect? Please stop.
Something's wrong with the audio connection on this side.
Yeah. I mean, we did. Look, I will say. The entire studio was covered in a foot of water.
That's true.
3 days ago.
Yes, yeah, so everybody's doing their best.
The fact that we're
broadcasting is pretty impressive.
It doesn't smell that bad in here. The fact that we're even broadcasting is fucking...
Paco right now is trying to get a starfish off of his face.
Paco would be the guy.
Yeah. An octopi sucking on his face.
Paco's brushing his hair with a fork like the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Paco looks like he's going to try climb a tree barefoot to get his coconuts right now.
Yeah. Paco, go to the store and get us some thingamabobs. we don't have plenty.
Okay.
Yeah, let's.
Can we see these other girls that I'm going to... So we got to find a new chick.
Just log into TikTok, man. There's tons of...
Yeah, but they got to go... So here's the thing. They have to go beyond TikTok, right? So if they're really...
Yeah, he wants a mainstream viral.
Mainstream viral. I'm not on TikTok. I'm never going to go on TikTok, okay? So they have to go viral to the point where they come across my fucking lap in real life. Mm. And that's how we know
it's pretty rare.
Okay.
So let's see.
And this is... Oh, wow.
That's a child.
Of course. 19-year-old woman.
19-year-old woman setting man on fire in Kingswood arson assault arrests. 19-year-old Emma Presler.
Oh,
yeah,
my
she's
God.
Cute. Isn't she wanted again for another murder? There's other photos of her. She's a cute chick. I like this chick. I read about this chick a while ago, and she's a little bit younger than I like him, but I got to be honest with you. I'm still in. I'm not against this.
She killed the boy she's with in the one picture?
Oh, she's adorable.
She killed him?
I thought she was wanted for murder. What?
She's wanted for murder.
It could
be
an accident. She could have lit the house on fire and thought he was going to get out, and he didn't get out.
That's also true. Or the way the young kids talk. Maybe somebody said it's lit, and she was like, what?
The excuses we make for hot women. We think one reporter isn't hot, and we're like, this dumb bitch.
This dumb bitch, get her.
He sets her house on fire and kills a man. She's like,
Could have been an accident. Could have been an accident.
She's trying to make him a snack.
Yeah.
I like her. All right, so she's Emma Presler. My problem is I feel like people aren't going to be as on board with her. I'm trying to turn this girl into the next Boomer Girl.
She can't do anything now. She's arrested.
Is she in jail or is she still on the run?
They have TikTok jails. They have jails.
They do have jail TikTok. Yeah.
Jail TikTok. It's pretty cool.
All right, let's see. Who else we got?
Mugshots do nothing because whatever. I want to see some videos.
Who's this bitch?
Girl? Email.
Good job. Giving out Shannon's email to everybody, guys. There we go. No problem.
Yeah. No.
Who's this bitch? Maya Ponzetto Bibi. Who is she?
This girl. Wait, look at the Poop one... Sloop. Poop Sloop comment. Trash. Trash.
Yeah, just go and harass some black people.
She was the one
like
that accused the black guy of stealing her phone.
Why does it say home free? Oh, because she was arrested, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's that teenage boy that she accused of.
Yeah, and Dylan worked
in the city, right?
Dylan worked at that place.
No shit.
And yeah,
did you know this girl? Oh,
They really.
So I
defend this girl.
It.
I defend.
I made the milkshake that they poured on the.
Let me see more pictures of her because she's pretty hot. And I remember at the time she was pretty cute.
It's really.
She says two photos. Let's get other photos. I'm sure we can find.
She only has these two things.
She did an interview with the news. She's been all over the fucking place.
47.
Let's get ahead
followers.
Of this, guys. We could probably.
Oh yeah, I remember this girl. She got fucking hate, dude.
Here's what happened.
This racist.
This bitch lost her phone.
Bitch.
There was some black kid there.
She went, well, there. It can't be, there's no couch in this room, so it's not under a couch. And then she just started snapping
and
on
the white
kid.
People don't steal, so.
Yeah, she snapped.
Unless it's big pieces
of land.
She went
ballistic.
I mean, she's also a Puerto Rican chick. I got to be honest with you. It's like, it's a.
I want to cut her a little slack.
I want to cut her a little
slack. Because have you ever been around any drunk girl who's lost her phone or her credit card and the absolute meltdown they had, like. Consistently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hers was just directed at the wrong thing, and it was on film.
Unending Rhyme says the dude who got his phone stolen was just on Godfrey with his dad. That's awesome. I would love to listen to that. That's hilarious. I want to hear their perspective, because I will take Maya's side all day long. Godfrey could take their side. I will defend
Maya. You think
Maya
he would?
What?
I think he would.
Can we see some more of her, please? Let's see. There's probably tons of images. Yeah, she's cute as fuck, dude. Look at this chick.
Yeah, she's got those DSLs, too.
Hell yeah, dude. Look, this is her lawyer telling her to shut the fuck up. She's like, listen to me. Black people are less than.
Yeah.
I think this reporter stole my phone.
Yeah, she's cute, dude. I like her. Maybe it's her. I don't love her. Like, Boomer Girl.
Something about her.
Boomer Girl made me feel something the same way like Ruthie Rivera in the fourth grade when I made eye contact with her in the lunchroom. I was like, this is something.
Have you looked up Ruthie Rivera on Instagram?
I can't find her.
Damn.
She was cute, the Boomer Girl, and she's like dancing to like, you know, anime child sounds. So that's kind of.
You're actually a pedophile, dude, and you keep on.
You're an actual pedophile.
No.
You're a pedophile.
You're a pedophile.
Okay.
You're a pedophile.
Says who?
You're a pedophile.
I'm a pedophile.
Duck season.
Oh, yeah, I am pedophile.
Yeah, she's cute, but even
she's
like
cute,
there. Yeah, I mean, she's
I've
lost like my wallet or my phone at a party and been like, one of these motherfuckers.
Been like, but there's no black people here.
Yeah, so how could it have gone missing?
Okay,
it just vanished.
Go to another one. Yeah, there's got to be better because these are all cute girls, and yes, I lust after them wholeheartedly. But these aren't people that I would fucking. I'm not simping for these whores.
Who do you simp for?
Do you simp for any porn stars, Lewis? Especially a guy like you who like porn stars and what you guys are doing. It's constant, right?
I don't really simp for porn stars.
No.
No way.
Never once. Not on this whole little journey of yours have you simped for a porn star and maybe embarrassed yourself.
They're two in our world. They're just there. Yeah. There's no like forbidden door. You're like, ooh, look at these pretty ladies.
No, but I'm saying just simping for one, period. No?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Who do you simp for?
Who do you simp for besides...
We're looking for another one. Let's go.
This girl recently went viral for chugging a beer on television.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, hello. And then she chugs a beer. Oh, it's titties. Hell yeah. Oh, what a slob. Oh, it's drilled.
Yes,
it's all over.
Yes.
That girl's a party.
Yes. Hell yeah, dude. She rules.
That girl's
she
fun.
Another one. Hold on.
She does another
she
one?
Another
yeah,
one?
She's back?
She does two in the same game.
He starts sucking his dick.
Yeah.
Shooting heroin.
He's like, he's
got a chick.
He's like, babe, just because you're
is
on the
is that another
thing,
day?
Doesn't mean
no,
you have
same
to.
Game.
Same game. He was like, put my jacket on, you fucking whore.
Yeah, Rachel, what did we say?
This
you don't
kid
have
next
to
her loves that the game is getting her drunk.
I'm driving.
Oh, wait, it's at a tennis match?
Yeah.
It's at the U.S. Open.
A football game.
That's some reckless, dirty shit.
Dude, you know the camera guy is going, let me put the camera back on this bitch.
Yo, tennis is fun now? I didn't know that.
I will fuck anyone.
Yeah. Yeah. The two camera guys in the thing are being like, yo, let's go get this guy laid, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
He's cute, but that's not simp.
Yeah, I can't simp. I can't simp for her, dude. That's crazy.
Especially with her boyfriend.
She should be simping for me.
Yeah. Let's have her here. And every
he
time.
You said that before.
And it's true.
Every time the camera comes on, she has to chug a beer. And then suck our dicks.
Can we? Why is Godfrey getting viral? Can we get that bitch on our show?
We could try.
Can you guys please? We'll have her Skype in, Zoom in.
Yeah,
sure.
Let's go. Do something. Someone. God, who else? Anyone else? Because none of these bitches are taking Boomer Girl's place.
No.
This girl is
I take Fat Boomer Girl all over all these girls.
This girl is currently going viral for wearing only a bikini and a mask in an airport.
Nice.
Great. Hell yeah.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
No
simp
butt.
Worthy though?
No butt.
This is Lewis's next girlfriend on her way to the bomb.
Yeah.
Jamaica.
No. No, no, no.
Yeah, what the fuck is this? No, this is mortifying.
She rules though. She does.
She's gotta
rule.
Sit her ass on that thing.
No, that sucks, yeah. Sitting on a plane like that?
It is cold on a plane. I bring a hoodie every time.
Ass? Yeah.
If it's leather seats, I mean, you know.
Leather seats.
Fake leather, whatever it is, that shitty plastic.
What are you fucking?
That's leather to me. What's on a bus that isn't material? I call that leather.
What is that, you know, that fucking.
What is that shit?
What's that bus material?
That you know, hard sort of like felty sort of material. Yeah. But it's not as soft as felt.
Yeah. And like if there's a hole in it, it's because a chipmunk lives in it.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
And the print on it is always like
squiggles.
Like party confetti.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that if it gets dirty, you can't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
those are just fart absorbers. That's what they are. That's so you can fart on the bus and it just lives in there until you get up.
None of these
My
people,
mouth is a fart absorber.
None Sorry. Of these people are simp worthy.
Wait, what?
You got
what
one the more. Fuck? I want to fucking absorb
farts?
Boomer chicks farts.
Yeah, none of these chicks are in it. I think this is it. Is that it? Is that all you
we got?
Had?
One more.
We have one more. Okay, because I'll tell you right now, none of them.
Yeah.
This, okay, already. This girl is going viral for acting like she's a dog already... in public on TikTok.
Who is she?
She's eating a dog treat.
Her name is Your Puppy Girl Jenna.
Wait, is that the guy that comes on Shane's podcast?
Yeah, Shane had her on.
She comes on the fucking show.
Is this dog girl?
Yeah,
from Shane's podcast. Let me see her.
Yeah.
Sit.
Oh fuck yeah!
High five. Sit pretty.
I want to hit her right in the face with my shoe.
Good girl.
Look at that fat ass. Hell yeah,
I want to fuck her like two or three times and then get annoyed by this.
Bruh, your girl has come back. Let's see what other tricks she can
she
do.
She always wants there. Treats.
To be honest, that treat does not look nice. It looks like you're eating a piece of fucking concrete.
All right.
Yeah,
don't judge
totally
her.
Own her.
It looks like you're eating
looks
a piece
like
of concrete.
Concrete. It's a piece of dog food. You don't have to make it.
There's a bunch of like British people
like.
Who like review American podcasts. You ever see that?
Oh, they're
it's
brutal.
Like, yeah, fucking get a life, you dumb Brits.
Fucking
losers.
Dumb motherfuckers.
Well, they all like very much live on the internet now.
I mean,
right? Their lives suck over there. Am I wrong about that?
Have you heard of this real ass podcast? It's literally four Nazis sitting in a room making fun of a girl who eats dog cookies. I mean, what? If you told me that was an option to listen to, by the way, four Nazis making fun of a dog woman, yeah. These boys are all sixes and sevens.
Did Shane fuck this chick? Good for Shane.
Did he?
Good for Shane.
Oh, I would love
putting that
to fuck
little
this
pecker
chick.
To use. I bet he did.
Oh my God.
I bet he did.
I'd be like, stay.
Of course, you like shoes. What dog doesn't?
Is this, who is this? Is this her still?
Dude, imagine
shoes
coming home from work and first of all, she doesn't have dinner ready, and second of all your Nikes are ruined. Like, babe, you're not a real fucking dog. Stop shitting on the goddamn couch.
Yeah, that stuff would piss me off.
Yeah, get out of the house, you. Oh my God, she's so hot.
She's not so hot. She's
so hot.
Big ass.
Look at that ass.
She's got a big look. I want her to fart so badly right now.
She's the most attractive of everybody we've seen, right?
Is she the most attractive?
I think so. Also, her being a dog
for sure
is. I'm into it.
Oh look, here's my problem.
I'm into it.
So yeah, Boomer Girl, fetch, can I say my problem? Because she's probably in first place right now. But Boomer Girl, she started out. This girl's pretty fat to be started. Like, if we have any more lockdowns, this girl's gonna fucking jump the shark.
Of course.
Okay. And it's
I
over.
Like
I'm not.
She's gonna need a barrel of whiskey around her neck.
It's the perfect girl. When she gets too old, you could put her to sleep.
That is true.
Your dream.
You fuck
asshole.
Her like two or three times, and you drive her to the woods and throw a ball. And be like, go get it.
You go. Her hips are starting to get weird. It's too much for us.
All right, I like her. All right, we'll see. Let's see.
I'll have you know, I was currently thinking of the same joke, but I think I would have done it better.
What happened to your girlfriend? I brought her to a farm where she can like run around.
She's
and
with
help
all
out.
The girlfriend farm,
Let's see her again. Hold on, one more time.
I want to see all the videos.
Maybe, but I'm not lusting for this chick. I'm not lusting for Shane Gillis' sloppy seconds.
I mean, yeah, if you fucked her, I don't want her, but
Brennan just lied.
She's got a good breeze.
And liars don't get to do the depraved. We said that at the beginning of the show.
That is true.
I don't want it because I'll fall in love with her.
You will.
And then I'll just know that Shane's been all over. Yeah, get in the fucking bed.
She's got a great ass.
Mom, this is Jenna. She thinks she's a dog.
What would you rather? Would you rather your daughter do this or be in porn? Just being straight up porn.
Be in porn because you make money that way. I don't want my daughter. No daughter of mine is a dog.
Not for free.
Yeah, not for free.
No daughter of mine's a free dog.
So here's my. So with that, if your daughter does porn, you have to go either I fucked up or I did not prevent her molestation.
Yeah.
With this girl. What's the backstory that she's a dog?
You never got her a dog. You've always promised her a dog. What? You become the thing you want.
I don't know, man. I think there's got to be more of that.
I mean, she loves dogs. That's
clearly
the
thing. Did she get
a
dog? Why is she a dog?
Because when you long for something, you instead of thinking about owning it, you just think about it. And then all of a sudden...
Do you think that she really is like...
Oh, look at her. Wagging her tail.
Hell yeah. Wow.
Dude, if dogs did that...
Oh, look, she's excited.
Okay.
Oh, wagging her tail. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can you go to the store and pick me up some peanut butter?
That would get annoying pretty quickly. I literally just kick her right
in. It would get annoying.
Get off my bed.
Every time she eats chocolate, you have to stick your fingers down her throat.
The minute you come, this is annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
There was peanut butter. That's awesome.
Let's see.
Nice.
What's she doing? Go back to this one.
Woof.
She just said woof.
Nice.
Does she bark? Can we hear some volume on it, or does she talk?
She definitely eats ass, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know I was so attracted to women pretending to be dogs.
Dude, when she finally gets out of this relationship, they should make a video like they saved a...
Yeah.
They saved a fucked up dog.
I will remember you.
Yeah, that's it. Angel.
Yeah, she's all chained up outside of
her eyes closed because of a cum shot.
She has one eye.
Nice. Fuck yeah. Did he ask the waitress for, hey, can I get a bowl of water for my girlfriend?
Why do I like this so much?
No, I'm kind of into this.
I'm way in.
Yeah.
It was the moment
like
that you started rolling around in the soapy water.
Yeah. Hi, Jamaica Hotel. We're going to need a dog bed.
What's your pet policy?
Yeah. No, my girlfriend's under the plane right now.
But because it is, it's almost like she saw all these all these whores that act like little girls, and she'd be like, "What's more demeaning?
Yeah, what's
than
cute?
Acting like a child?"
Also, but she's doing it in a like dogs don't act like that. Like I got all hot and bothered with that. There's a girl online who acts like a dog, and that's mortifying.
Oh, it's not actually like
The girl who's like. Like, the whole idea is she, like...
Oh, yeah.
She was mostly, like, she just hung out with her dogs in a barn. No. And it's... She's like, Have you never seen this girl?
Jesus Christ.
I might be more into this one.
Yeah.
Someone you could tame, you know?
Oh yeah, please, God. Let's see the other dog girl.
Yeah, I want to see dog girl.
Maybe that's it. Who's the hottest dog girl?
Yeah, if you could find her, it's...
Yeah, so do you think that she is actually...
I think...
So here's what I'm asking. Is she actually turned on, or is she into this... thing.
This master-slave relationship.
Yeah,
the
or do you think it is specifically, she's like, oh, this is could be a viral angle, and it's all just acted out as, like for the camera, for TikTok, for the internet.
I think it's definitely that, but I think she's also a little turned on by it. Yeah. Why else would you keep doing it? You know? I mean, how viral do you want to go for pretending to be a dog?
Yeah, she clearly thinks it's hot as fuck.
Is this the one?
No.
It's a different
one.
This one.
This is an actual old video, and
oh, look at this bitch's dumpy body. The worst fucking outfit. She'd be cute too.
Yeah, this is like
if she wasn't a dog, she'd be like, if she was just at a fucking Marilyn Manson concert, you'd be like, all right.
Also, shouldn't her jeans have four holes?
This girl's a fucking. She's so bad at being a dog. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, she's more
can't
like
even
a
do that, bitch.
Can you go back to her. She's awful at
being a dog. You could tell she has bad knees.
All right,
you need
girl.
Good
all
knees right, if you're going to act like a dog.
Yeah, that's all right, speak. She's like, meow.
Yeah. All right.
Damn.
Suck my dick. Come on, suck my dick. Who's your good girl?
Can we hear her, please?
Yeah, I come in my dog.
Dog toys, and it's just really fun.
Oh, this dog girl sucks, dude. Other dog girl puts her to shame.
Oh, okay. So, my girlfriend can act like a dog.
Why are you doing Trump?
So, okay. We love dog girl.
She's a great dog girl.
We love
She's
dogs.
She's a great dog.
She seems sweet, though.
That one? That
yeah,
one seems...
she seemed very excited about it. Like, this is fun.
My problem is, I don't want to even see her personality. I want to see just dog.
Yeah, yeah, me
but
too.
But that other girl, there was like a sense of disrespect, and I know that's part of the sex, you know, that's part yeah. of it. She wanted that. In this, that didn't even come off like disrespect.
See, here's what I don't
it came
like.
Off like fun. It was like,
this
oh my God,
girl is
nice...
a good dog.
Yeah,
other girl's
bad,
bad
dog.
Dog.
You're absolutely right.
Well, the other girl's like a new
he
puppy.
He was punishing yeah. her the whole time. Yeah. yeah. yeah.
Dude, she had a fat ass, man. I want to fuck that. All right,
is
dog.
There any other dog girls? There must be. There must be other
fuck
dog girls.
That dog.
Fuck that dog's ass, man.
Yeah, let's go to the chick kennel.
Yeah, I think this is my new fetish.
Yeah, dude.
Is women that act like dogs. This is incredible.
Yeah.
This is better than I thought it
you
could
get
ever
to say,
be.
Say, yeah, doggy. It's perfect.
Yeah,
doggy.
Yeah,
been
yeah.
Waiting
yeah.
for you the whole time.
Yeah. You gonna find any more?
It's sorry. Are there a lot any of more the same girls?
Are there any more animal women? Like, is there a parakeet girl we can?
There's horse girls.
There's some horse girls.
Horse girls are fucking creepy.
Let's
dude.
See a horse.
No
girl.
One wants to fuck a horse.
Women,
bring this up.
Yeah.
Oops.
Ew.
Yeah, dude. Ew, look at that hot ass.
Ew, how much I'm getting turned on by
but
this.
Look at this. You look at that. You go, that's a horse.
I thought that
dedication.
Was a horse. Holy shit.
If that was coming
out. I thought that was B-roll of a horse yeah. to be like, yeah, nice. Horses.
Chain
that's what Stephanie
back.
Grew up loving.
Yeah.
And it was an actual, it was look horse girl. Go back to that shot.
Unlikely dude, can friend.
Can you imagine
animals.
That coming up the highway in the middle of the night with your fucking headlights on?
Yeah.
Dude, that looked like a fucking.
It was like, grass her ass. Hop in.
Oh my God!
How does she?
Yeah, dude,
do
that's
that?
Like
the hand
arms.
Eye coordination.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis levels of commitment. This is horse. I thought this was the dog girl. So
no,
the dog girl acts like this, yeah, but she barks
this is
as
a horse.
Well.
Yeah, I mean that just seems like it, dude. Her abs must rock. She's doing a bear crawl nonstop.
Yeah, she's
trying
at
to
these
do a
girls.
Fucking bear crawl. It's wild, dude.
She's doing art right now. This is like
nice jump.
Whoa! Over. No way!
Wow. Shut up,
no
bitch!
No way!
Wow.
What happened to your I girlfriend? Like she broke her leg. We had a shooter.
Dude, she is best in show. That was fucking great.
She's pretty good, dude. Out yeah. of all the animal girls we've seen, I will still... I'm more sexually... I'm.
Let's be honest. She's most likely to show up at Skankfest.
If it's a beauty contest... She just won the talent competition.
No way.
She just
no
won
way.
The talent competition.
First girl no wins is. That beauty contest.
You think the horse girl didn't win the talent competition?
No, the talent portion.
Oh, talent like movement.
Oh,
and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
If it's just like the beauty contest, I mean, dog girl one is.
Dog girl one
wait.
Is.
She's not even so that hot.
Fine.
She's kind of fat. She's, but I love her.
No, she's gorgeous.
So hot.
No,
it's
dude.
A great size.
Her ass is so nice, and I like that she's like a dog.
They need to put her on a diet.
Wait. Animal girl beauty pageant?
Yeah, do, take her to the vet.
Animal girl beauty pageant?
Animal girl beauty
on
pageant?
On another episode?
Well, we could do it. We'll make it a whole other episode of the show. You need at least 10 of them, though. Dog
yeah,
girls.
We need to find a variety of animals.
I just
yeah.
feel bad because Matt and Shane already talked about dog girl. What did they talk about with her? I mean, they had her on the show. So they must have been talking about her for a while. I don't want to fucking...
Yeah, we'll find other animal women.
I'm so angry that they did yeah. this. I want... This is my thing. Fuck you, Matt and Shane. Dox them.
Well, I have a lot of video of this girl jumping over things as a horse.
That's fine. We'll do it on the next show. It's fine. We're going to wrap this one.
Well, I have a lot of videos of this girl jumping over things as a horse.
Every video of this yeah. girl paralyzing Christopher Reeve.
All right, we're going to rock. Let's go. We're done. You guys are the fucking best. Real Ass
yeah.
Podcast Monday is in the books. We will be back on Wednesday with another great show. Lots of fucking great guests. Who do we got for the week this week? We got Wednesday, Casey Balsham and Mike Cannon. And then Friday, Phil Duckett and Monroe Martin. Great show planned for the week. So have a great day. Good night.
That's all, folks.